Good morning and welcome to Focus on Health, the weekly radio program where we talk about all the great things happening at Van Deest Medical Center. I am your host, Lori Foster, and today is Thanksgiving Eve Day, and we have so much to be thankful for. However, for some, the holiday season can present emotional challenges. We will be talking with our psychiatric mental health nurse practitioners on today's program about how to navigate the holidays. Before we do, I'd like to share some announcements. First reminder, and this is very important, the Medicare open enrollment period will be ending December 7th. Medicare beneficiaries need to remember that prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans, including their costs, benefits, and providers, can change each year. So evaluating your options could help you find better coverage and even save you money. If you wish to review your plan, please complete the paperwork received by our Senior Health Insurance Information Program counselors and return it as soon as possible. They are reviewing plans daily and will contact you. If you have a question, you may call 515-832-7769 and leave your name and a phone number and they will return your call. Secondly, our next Seniors in Law Enforcement Together, or the acronym is SALT, meeting will be coming up next Thursday, December 5th. It will be held at Trinity Lutheran Church in Ellsworth, Iowa. 9 o'clock, we'll start with refreshments. We'll offer free blood pressure checks. The meeting itself gets underway at 9:30 with announcements from law enforcement and area agency officials, as well as upcoming events throughout Hamilton County. In the program, we're going to be listening to the sounds of the season. The program will feature South Hamilton High School Choir. Plan to join us. Again, SALT meetings are free and open to the public. The next one, like I said, is next Thursday, December 5th. I do want to mention to also save the date for the South Hamilton concert, which will be December 9th at 7 p.m. at the High School Auditorium in Jewell. December needs you. The next Webster City Community Blood Drive is coming up the following Thursday on December 12th. It will be held here at Van Deest Medical Center in our clinic boardroom from 12:30 to 5:30. Appointments are encouraged. Really the easiest way to make an appointment is to go online to lifeservebloodcenter.org to schedule your appointment. And lastly, I do want to mention that the gift shop at Van Deest Medical Center will be open some additional hours during the holiday season for your Christmas shopping. We will also have some additional Saturdays where they will be open. So I want to mention November 30th, December 7th, December 14th, and December 21st, the gift shop will be open from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And Sundays on December 8th and December 15th, the shop will be open from noon to 4. I think we're ready to get started into our program for today. Our guests today are psychiatric mental health nurse practitioners, Julie Trout and Krista Johnson. They're joining us to discuss grief, stress, and gratitude and navigating these holiday emotions. Good morning, ladies. Thanks for joining me today. As a great place to open the program, if you would, maybe just briefly explain your work in behavioral health and a little bit of background about yourselves.
Hi, Lori, and thank you for having us. My name is Julie Trout. I'm a psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner here at Van Deest Medical Center. I see patients ages 6 years and older for varying mental health diagnoses. I mainly see people in person at Van Deest Family Clinic here in Webster City, and I do one day a week at the Satellite Clinic in Stratford.
Hi everyone, my name is Krista Johnson, and I am one of the psychiatric mental health nurse practitioners here at Van Deest. I work with persons across the lifespan treating mental health conditions.
Now let's talk about why this topic is so important to you and Maybe what are some common emotional challenges people face during the holiday season?
This is such an important topic because most people experience some sort of holiday blues at some point in their life. The American Psychological Association reports 38% of people report an increase in stress during the holiday season. And NAMI, the National Alliance of Mental Illness, shares that 64% of people with mental illness report worsening around the holiday season.
With the holidays rapidly approaching, there's no better time than now to talk about how to navigate holiday emotions. Some might experience happiness and joy, while others feel extreme sadness. Some of the common emotional challenges during the holidays involve deep sadness from grief or loss, or from anxiety with the pressures of perfecting details of a holiday meal, or keeping up traditions, or even balancing the family dynamics of bringing everyone together. Holidays aren't always something people look forward to. Persons may feel estranged, isolated, while others may feel lonely or withdrawn. It's important to stay socially connected and communicate. Most importantly, it's important to be kind and gracious.
Let's talk about grief and loss during the holidays. What are some signs that someone might be struggling with unresolved grief?
Managing grief is a deeply personal journey, and it's different for everybody in the way that they address or approach grief. There are numerous strategies to cope with grief. It's important to allow yourself time to grieve. Grieving is a natural and necessary process after a loss. Allow yourself time to feel a wide range of emotions without judging yourself. Feelings of guilt or regret, feeling guilty about not having done enough for the person or having things left unsaid or undone. Feelings of anger directed at others or oneself or the person who has passed, often without clear explanation or over trivial matters. You may see them experience sleep disturbance, increased fatigue, generalized aches and pains, headaches, stomach aches, symptoms of just physical discomfort that don't seem to have a clear medical cause. Avoidance, avoiding thoughts of the loss, avoiding talking about it, avoiding relationships with other loved ones, or becoming emotionally distant. An emotional numbing, feeling detached from your emotions, or if you're going through the motions of life without truly engaging or enjoying it.
I think holidays are so stressful because of it being a busy season. We get busy on our calendars. We have deadlines at work and at home. Sometimes the loss of a loved one can make it more stressful. Also, the decrease in sunlight that we experience here in Iowa can be taxing on us. Or all of the above. Because it's a time of togetherness, be it as a kid, you were always getting together with family or friends during the holiday season. That's why it can make it feel more intensely that we've experienced the grief or the loss of loved ones, because it's a time of remembrance. Some signs that we might be dealing with unresolved grief or complicated grief is what we call it, can definitely be intense feelings of sadness, anger, or guilt. Sometimes people will isolate themselves from others or activities that they normally enjoy doing. Sometimes people feel like a part of themselves has died or they have no future. Some people have trouble engaging with other people or pursuing interests or planning for the future. Some people have intrusive or overwhelming thoughts about the loss. Sometimes you can even experience physical issues, such as insomnia, stomach issues, anxiety, or panic attacks. Some people turn to self-medicating with medications, alcohol, or smoking. And some people blame themselves, thinking somehow they could have prevented the loss.
Thank you. Can you share practical ways to honor loved ones while processing grief during the season?
One of the great ways to help yourself cope is by honoring and remembering the person that you lost. I know one thing that has really helped me When I was 16, I actually lost my dad to cancer, and one of the things that really helped me through my grief was writing him letters. Just expressing how I was feeling, what I was going through, which helped me to stay connected to him, and helped me felt like I was honoring him. Some other things that people will do is they'll make like a memorial area where they can go and sit with that person and feel like they're connected to that person.
We know that the holidays bring some additional stress. So some strategies for stress management are so very important. What are some of the most common stressors people experience during the holiday season?
Holiday stress is a common experience for many people. The pressure to meet expectations, juggle multiple responsibilities, navigate complex emotions that can contribute to feeling overwhelmed during the holiday season. Some of the most common holiday stressors are financial pressure, family dynamics, time management, and unrealistic expectations, travel stress, lack of personal time, food and health concerns, and social media comparisons.
I think being so busy in the holiday season, it overwhelms us. Which is what causes us to have such stressors during the holidays. You know, you have this event you have to go do, and then you have to do this event, and some people have multiple holiday events where they have to deal with different family members that might be difficult, and you just don't have any you time, right? And again, dealing with those difficult family relationships sometimes that come up in our life.
Great. How can listeners identify when their stress is becoming unmanageable?
I think the number one factor in identifying that stress is becoming unmanageable is when it starts impacting other areas of your life. Home stress starts bleeding into work life or vice versa, right? Your work life is so stressful and then you're taking it out on the family at home when you come home. That is a good indication that your stress is becoming unmanageable. And also too, if you feel like it's becoming unmanageable.
How might you know that your stress is becoming unmanageable? Or do you suffer from chronic fatigue or chronic illnesses, muscle tension or pain, digestive issues, changes in appetite or changes in your weight, constant worry or anxiety, irritability, mood swings, or difficulty concentrating? If you start to see behavioral changes, avoidance or withdrawal, an increase in substance use, alcohol use, procrastination, especially in things that would come easier or that seem stressful or overwhelming, overworking, feeling compelled to do things to stay busy or occupied.
Let's talk about some simple strategies for reducing stress even during these busy days.
Talk about it, share your feelings with family, friends, join a support group, or seek professional counseling. It's important to create a routine and establish consistency to help yourself regain a sense of normalcy. During this time, you can write and journal ways to express your emotion. Practicing meditation and mindfulness can help one stay present when managing overwhelming feelings. There are several guided practices and applications that can be beneficial to engage in. Being creative through activities such as art and music, crafting, exercise, physical activity boosts the mood and reduces stress. It's important to remember the good times and to create a memory book or a scrapbook or a timeline to reflect on those sentimental and precious memories. Prioritize self-care, prioritizing your physical and emotional and mental well-being, as well as balancing your nutrition, sleep, and self-care. And remember that grief is a unique experience for everyone, so it's important to find a strategy that resonates with you personally.
I think a good way to reduce stress during the holiday season is remembering to set yourself that self-care time. Remembering to take that time for yourself. If it's 10 minutes 20 minutes, 5 minutes, something like that. Taking that time each day, if you can fit it in the day, to do something for you. The other thing is when having to deal with family members that we maybe don't get along with or we have problematic relationships with, remembering to set healthy boundaries, which can be very important. So some quick tips on setting healthy boundaries: identifying your needs, be them physical needs, emotional needs, or mental health needs, and then communicating them clearly. So being direct, calm, and respectful, using I statements to the person that you need to set these boundaries with. Being consistent with your boundaries. So if it's set for one person, making sure that it's set for, you know, mom, dad, sisters, brothers, being consistent with it across the board. Addressing the violations early. We don't wait for them to repeat the offensive by crossing our boundary. And we need to be prepared for a reaction. Some people are going to test them to see how far they can push your boundary. We need to stay firm, and we need to be prepared that they might not react in a happy manner. Again, practicing that self-care, valuing yourself first, okay? I tell a lot of my patients, if you do not take care of you, no one else will. You need to take care of you first. Realizing that throughout time, you're going to have to reevaluate those boundaries. Are they still valid now compared to 5 years ago? Do I need to reframe them, reshape them? If we've never made boundaries before, start small. Start something small and work on that, and then you can build upon those. And always, you can always seek help.
Especially with the Thanksgiving holiday, I want to make sure that we talk about practicing gratitude. How does practicing gratitude impact mental health, especially during stressful times?
Practicing gratitude is a powerful tool for improving your mental and emotional well-being. It involves focusing on positive aspects of life, appreciating what you have, and acknowledging what things are good, no matter how big or how small. Research shows that practicing gratitude can lead to greater happiness, reduce stress, and a more positive outlook on life. Sometimes we have to reflect on what we've accomplished to feel gratitude. Once a week, take a moment to look back on something you've accomplished or learned and take pride in that progress and what you've accomplished. Grace and compassion are two qualities that can deeply enrich relationships and help us navigate challenges. Understanding grace, acting with kindness and calmness and patience, embracing our imperfections, being patient with ourselves and others, and letting go of expectations. Understanding compassion, the practice empathy. Compassion starts with empathy, understanding and feeling what others are going through, even if we don't know their story or we can't see inside of their experiences. Offering a helping hand, being gentle with someone, listening, forgiving yourself, and forgiving others.
Practicing gratitude, it helps us to stay focused, I think, on the positive things in our lives rather than turning towards the negative, stressful things. It can be so easily overwhelming to get kind of swallowed by those stressful things, but just reminding ourselves of those small gratitude things, those things that we are happy about, we're positive about, the blessings in our life, I think staying focused on those can help recenter us towards the positive versus being dragged into the negative.
Wonderful. What are some easy ways to incorporate gratitude into everyday life, even for those who feel overwhelmed?
Some great ways to kind of stay in gratitude every day. I think keeping a gratitude journal, writing down daily, weekly, those things that you're grateful for, right? The things that have been a positive throughout that day. Another tip would be making a jar where you write something down that you're grateful for on a daily basis and you put it in the jar. Because the nice thing with that is maybe a day comes where you're like, I just can't think of anything. You could actually pull out of the jar and read it and say, oh, yeah, I'm grateful for my kids. I'm grateful for my job. I'm grateful for my house. Whatever it might be that I'm grateful for, I can kind of remind myself. I can put it back in the jar. And then maybe tomorrow I write something new. The other thing that I really encourage patients to do, volunteering, or doing something that you can do nice for somebody else. So one of the best coping skills that anyone could do to help them feel better is doing something nice for somebody else. Now, that doesn't mean I give everybody my money or I give everybody my time. I do something that I'm good at for somebody else who needs it. Right? I don't give everything I have away. I keep some for myself, but I could do something that I'm good at for somebody else, right? It doesn't have to be a big gesture. It can be a small gesture. Maybe I mow the lawn for my neighbor because I really enjoy mowing the lawn, or something along those lines.
How can families use gratitude practices to strengthen their bond during the holidays?
I think it's really important for families to do this gratitude together as well, because again, it puts it all into focus, the things you do have versus the things you don't have. Again, staying focused on the positive versus looking at the negative.
Great ideas, ladies. As we look to wrap up our program, what final piece of advice would each of you give listeners for navigating the holidays with grace and self-compassion?
I just want to thank you again for having us on the show. I'm very passionate about mental health. I always love to come on and talk about mental health and get it out there for people to know. The main thing is you are not alone. There are other people who are also struggling. And so that can be very powerful, is just knowing that you are not alone. And the other powerful thing is you can know that there are people out there who can help. So if you need help, please just call us here at Van Deese Family Medical Center and make an appointment either in person for myself or telehealth for Krista. Both of us would love to help you in your struggle today to help get you towards a more grateful, positive future.
By showing grace and compassion towards others, you can encourage those around you to do the same. Your actions can ripple out and create a more understanding and supportive environment.
Super. If someone wants to explore additional topics or feels like they need additional assistance or help, I do want to let our listeners know appointments with Julie or Krista can be made by calling Van Deese Family Health Clinic at 515-832-7800. There are appointments available in person and virtual appointments as well. And so whatever works best for you, whatever is most convenient for you. Thank you, Julie and Krista, for being on the show today. On behalf of all of our Van Deese Medical Center family, we wish our listeners a happy, healthy Thanksgiving. And that will do it for today's program of Focus on Health, brought to you by Van Deese Medical Center, where our focus is you.